Well, I know what I just said. I said that I am the return of the son of my father. I'll tell you something that's even more remarkable. My father came with me this time. Came in the early 70s, took on a human form, an adult human form, helped me get in an adult human form in the early 70s, and we together helped those who came with us that were also here 2,000 years ago.
There's a place called Back in Control, which for a price will take a child and remodel its mentality to suit the desires of the parent. For example, if you have a child, you think that that child is going to be a punker or showing signs of being punk or showing signs of being heavy metal, there's this group and others in the United States, the names of which I don't have at hand, but I think there's at least five of these reprogramming centers that will, for a price, de-punk or de-metalize your child. For those yupster parents who are completely baffled by this phenomenon of what the young people of today are doing, and too busy because you're playing tennis or whatever you're doing to take care of it yourself, you can just ship the little bugger off to this camp and they'll tweeze them for
it. First of all, tell me, is there some society you know that doesn't run on greed? You think Russia doesn't run on greed? You think China doesn't run on greed? What is greed? Of course, none of us are greedy. It's only the other fellow who's greedy. The world runs on individuals pursuing their separate interests. The great achievements of civilization have not come from government bureaus. Einstein didn't construct his theory under order from a bureaucrat. Henry Ford didn't revolutionize the automobile industry that way. In the only cases in which the masses have escaped from the kind of grinding poverty you're talking about, the only cases in recorded history are where they have had capitalism and largely free trade. If you want to know where the masses are worth...
Which Jesus? There's all kinds of Jesuses. There's a black Jesus down in Florida. He's having a good time. There's a Mexican Jesus in Mexico.
Rivers and streams throughout the city began to boil. People evaporated where they stood, leaving shadows of their bodies scorched onto the streets.
Others, it's that other, the omnipresent thing. The Matrix is like an alternate dimension. The Matrix is a metaphor for God. I mean, it becomes, you know, it's the way, as it becomes conscious of itself, which is a very powerful thing.
The technology of virtual reality and these other radical technologies will certainly change our future in ways unforeseen. Freed from being an engine of labor, will the body again become the temple of the soul? Though frightening to some, for the cyberpunk generation, technology no longer represents a force of alienation, but rather a transcendental electronic reality.